Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 5. You're going to hear a talk about a festival. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? Each year, in the run-up to Christmas, it's almost impossible to avoid the huge plastic illuminated displays, tacky music, and Christmas specials on TV. But is Christmas becoming too commercial? Should we return to more traditional celebrations? What is Christmas supposed to mean anyway? Some say we have lost the meaning of Christmas as we celebrate it earlier and earlier every year. It is certainly true in the UK, in the US at least. As soon as Halloween is finished, Christmas starts in the shops. And talking of shops, many argue that Christmas is now just a capitalist holiday to make people spend money, with no relation to religion or any kind of holiday spirit. On the other hand, Christmas does still lift our spirits and make people feel better, so more optimistic people might ask what the problem is if it lasts a bit longer and effectively starts in November. It must also be said that for children it is a magical time of the year, and in this respect Christmas still seems to have an important role to play. We all have memories of waking up on Christmas morning feeling like it was the best moment of your life. But maybe children today are only interested in the presents. Could it be that we are teaching children that affection can be measured in pounds and pence? That if you love someone, you have to spend a lot of money to show it? It's certainly a worrying idea. However, some would respond that the gifts represent the gifts brought by the three wise men, so they're a traditional part of the story. And remember, gifts are given and received, so it can be a demonstration of generosity. Finally, and for me most importantly, Christmas does give most people an opportunity to relax, take a break from work, and spend some special time with the people they love. So I can't agree that we've completely lost the meaning of Christmas. It has changed, but it remains a special time for most of us. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what arguments the speaker gives for and against the idea that we have lost the meaning of Christmas. Are you ready? Each year, in the run-up to Christmas, it's almost impossible to avoid the huge plastic illuminated displays, tacky music, and Christmas specials on TV. But is Christmas becoming too commercial? Should we return to more traditional celebrations? What is Christmas supposed to mean anyway? Some say we have lost the meaning of Christmas as we celebrate it earlier and earlier every year. It is certainly true in the UK, in the US at least. As soon as Halloween is finished, Christmas starts in the shops. And talking of shops, many argue that Christmas is now just a capitalist holiday to make people spend money, with no relation to religion or any kind of holiday spirit. On the other hand, Christmas does still lift our spirits and make people feel better, so more optimistic people might ask what the problem is if it lasts a bit longer and effectively starts in November. It must also be said that for children it is a magical time of the year, and in this respect Christmas still seems to have an important role to play. We all have memories of waking up on Christmas morning feeling like it was the best moment of your life. But maybe children today are only interested in the presents. Could it be that we are teaching children that affection can be measured in pounds and pence? That if you love someone, you have to spend a lot of money to show it? Is certainly a worrying idea. However, some would respond that the gifts represent the gifts brought by the three wise men, so they're a traditional part of the story. And remember, gifts are given and received, so it can be a demonstration of generosity. Finally, and for me most importantly, Christmas does give most people an opportunity to relax, take a break from work, and spend some special time with the people they love. So I can't agree that we've completely lost the meaning of Christmas. It has changed, but it remains a special time for most of us. Now tell me what arguments the speaker gives for and against the idea that we have lost the meaning of Christmas. You have 1 minute to talk.